WY Mogul.
KI4, DTY, KO4, NUE. Hey, Daniel, how you doing today, bud?
Good. Just hopped in the truck to go run some errands. What you up to?
Sitting here working on some training stuff for the Amateur Radio Club up there in Tron. I'm a member of the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club, and I'm the training guy. So putting together, PowerPoint slides on the Warns Area Repeater Network System.
Well, I'm sure you're probably learning a lot just putting it together.
So, I've been studying this now for the past week, I guess. And I have collected a lot of information on it, so now it's time to get it off of my index cards and get it on a PowerPoint presentation and get all my thoughts organized so when I go to the club I can throw it on a projector and say, hey, here's what I learned and here's what I think you need to know, and that's also an opportunity for the more wiser hams to say, hey, you know what, you might want to add this or that's not quite right or blah, 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 that kind of thing.
Really cool. So are you actually going to be teaching a class, or are you just kind of trying to get all the stuff together and then show the older group first?
Put it on a slideshow and take it to the club meeting and teach the class and say, here's what you need to know. So the way we do things at the club is, so any new operators or hams that come in and they want to know about a certain thing. So for example, last week we got two operators that are new, and the Warns Area Repeater Network System is just, they don't know how to use it or what it's for, and neither did I, but I do now. So I'll take that to the club and present it to the younger guys, and the older guys, they can contribute to what goes in it as well, as long as it's, factual, and the younger guys get to learn from it.
I had something like that when I was first starting out, which I still have beyond a ton to learn. But, back in May, when I was, after I got my license, I really was trying to figure out the repeater and all that other stuff.
So, just for your knowledge, so you know, in Taylor's, you have access to the Warns reporting system. Just want to make sure you know that. And, if you got any questions or concerns or whatever, just let me know and I'll tell you how it works. But it's pretty simple. You access the local repeater in your area, not this one, but one in the Warns system. And that way you can hear all amateur radios who are spotting weather in that area or reporting damage. And you also have an opportunity, since you have a license, to report damage as well, as long as it meets the reporting criteria. And that goes straight into Greenville-Spartanburg. The meteorologist takes that information and spits it right back out through the weather alert system. So the information that you report and send up through your amateur call, along with radar and other means of weather updates, that goes out into a public broadcast for people who don't have a radio to hear. And being where you're located, you've got a repeater, right there next to you. So just want to make sure you know that.
Yeah, anything about a warn system until you even told me about it. Hey, I need to drop a package off at UPS store, and I'm going to hop right back in the truck. I'll catch you back. This is KI4DTY 73-4, short second.
Standing by.
Hey, bye. I'm back, Chad.
What else you up to today, bud?
I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to save up all my errands for all at the same time, so I'm kind of making one big trip, big loop, and just dropping off some jobs, and I'm a videographer and photographer, so just trying to mail packages and get stuff out.
Yeah, I understand. Well, today's, I guess, a decent day to do all that, because it's not overly hot, it's, you know, overcast enough to keep you out of the heat. It is a little bit muggy, though, but the day seems to be a pretty good day to do that kind of stuff.
A reason or the ability to jump on the radio for at least a few minutes.
It's never a bad thing to get a little radio time and kind of see what's going on around you. You know, that's always fun, or at least it is for me. But you gonna be on the net tonight?
I plan on trying. Are you gonna be the host tonight?
No, Walt's the net controller tonight, but I've got a series of questions that, you know, Tuesday night's his training night thing. So I've got a list of questions for him. Some of them came in from other hams and other areas, which is kind of interesting that, you know, I think Walt always suspected that people were just out there listening and just were afraid to talk. But I got two emails in the other day from local hams who, you know, they don't want their call signs put out there. But I have two interesting questions I'm going to put to him and Larry and Gary or whoever else is listening and helping tonight. So that'll be kind of interesting.
That's kind of crazy that they reached out to you, which I think is a good thing. But I've actually been kind of enjoying when I've been able to get on the Tuesday night. I've been enjoying staying on, just kind of listening to the questions, which helps me too, since I'm such a noob, trying to learn and figure out this stuff myself.
Yeah, that stuff was kind of interesting. But if you can make it tonight, that'd be great. And, you know, kind of listen in or, you know, whatever questions you got. Hey, Walt's always very helpful, and I'm really glad he started that, especially for me, you know, because I'm just full of questions. And I know sometimes he probably gets tired of me asking so many questions, but I mean, that's the only way I'm going to learn, bud, so I just got to do it.
Learned a lot. I honestly learned a lot just from you, and also just from the questions that you've been asking as well, with Walt and some of these other guys responding. So that's been really cool. Oh, and also, I'm definitely interested in that warn system, like I said. So if you happen to know that frequency for me, that's great. Let me know. I'm driving right now, so I can't write it down, but yeah, interested.
You give me a check-in tonight. Well, actually, how about this? Do you have a Gmail account?
Yahoo account that I emailed you from.
If you get home or get a free minute, I'll be on radio. Give me a contact or call me on cell phone, either one. I'll do a little better than that. I've got a Google Drive set up to where, you know, people can access the Google Drive, and it's free. And it's on a PowerPoint slide there. You just log into the Google Drive, I'll send you a link. Matter of fact, you click on that link, and it'll take you straight to the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club information storage. Can't change any data, but you can print off and view whatever you want. So the entire slideshow there on the one system is there. It's not complete yet, but I'm working on it. But it's enough for you to get up and move around on warns and know how it works.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That would help me a lot, at least kind of get me started in that part of it, so I know kind of where I'm going, what I'm looking for, and how I can help as well.
So just, you know, when you get a minute, I'll be monitoring all day, so just give me a contact and I'll shoot you a link to it. But at any rate, well, Daniel, I'm going to go in there and get me a sandwich or something. It's wonderful talking to you. Be safe, and I hope you get all your errands run today. And I'm looking forward to checking up with you on the net tonight. So I'll talk with you then. Have a wonderful day, sir. And I'll be clear on your final, Daniel.
Thank you for hopping on when you heard my voice. It's always good and a pleasure to talk to you. And yeah, I look forward to reading that information and also jumping on tonight. So this is KI4DTY and I'm 73.
AV0TR mobile.
Have you got Miss Bernice in there with you?
I do.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Tom, how are y'all doing today?
Oh, we be out here just slightly west of the Greenville VA at a place called the Hangar Clinic. Working on my foot. I don't know what you'd call it. Prosthetics in my shoes or whatever. And I just noticed as I come up here to the corner that it sure feels a lot different when I step on that brake, Chad. I gotta pay attention to what I'm doing. I'm just getting ready to go in front of the Greenville Memorial Hospital. How's your day, Chad?
Yes, this morning I had a tree fall over on the neighbor's property. And I didn't know it. It was on the back side of the farm, and I didn't even know it fell over. And he called and said, hey, you know, well, just being a neighbor, it's my tree, you know. So I took Bobcat out there this morning and got all that cleaned up for him and this, that, and the other. Covered in poison oak. So just as soon as I came in the door, I jumped in there and got some hot water and some sulfur soap and kind of washed down a little bit so I don't break out. But, so yeah. And by the time I got in, fixed me a little snack. I'm going to try to go in there and get me a bigger sandwich here in a minute. But then Quincy came on. That's my favorite show, that and Gunsmoke. And so I'm just sitting here watching Quincy.
It's on at 1 o'clock on channel 4-2 over the air. Do you do over the air TV out there, Chance?
I do free TV. I do Roku TV. We've got Netflix, YouTube. We don't hardly pay for any TV service. We just kind of stream it or whatever we get.
Well, that free TV, that isn't something you pay for, is it?
All right. I stumbled on this about a year ago, I guess. We're up at the deer camp. I was up there and thought, well, you know, I got a DC TV in here, runs on 12 volts, but, you know, I'm stuck watching the same CDs all the time. So I said, well, you know what, I'm just going to go to Walmart and just for giggles get a, you know, an antenna and just see what, you know, if there's anything out there. So I plugged the thing in and let it do a channel scan, and ended up getting 32 channels to include the Home Shopping Network or some kind of QVC, you know. And I honestly, some of the channels aren't things that I'm interested in. But Channel 4, Channel 7, and Cozy TV, I mean, those got some good programs on there, you know. I mean, who doesn't like Gunsmoke?
That's one of those. I'll have to show you when you come next time. I got two antennas in the attic. I only needed one, but I didn't know it. I thought I could improve it a little, and I think we got around 50 channels. Well, I like that 50-3. It's called Revin, R-E-V-I-N. They overhaul motors, and like this morning they had a guy from Eastwood Automotive that was showing these retrofit speedometers and stuff and how they build them, and the old cars, and the guy that goes out buying old cars, and I enjoy that one, but I like Grit TV the best, I think. Don't you, Mom? 21-5. It's great. And then Fox is 21-1. And we get all of those. I don't know how many channel 16s we get and channel 21s we get. A lot of them. 21-1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then 40-4 is another good one. Every now and then you got to do another search, and lo and behold, there's more channels on there, Chad. This is NZRL TR.
Absolutely. The neat thing about this, Tom, is my son bought me a TV for Father's Day last year. And I took it down to the shop, and it's one of these smart TVs, and I just plugged the antenna into it, and 10 or 12 free-to-air channels down there at the shop, you know, Gunsmoke and, you know, Cozy TV and things like that. Nothing real big deal. But when we remodeled the room up here, I went down to the shop and got it and brought it up here and put it into the new room. And, man, as soon as that smart TV got near an internet signal, oh, my goodness, it automatically I had to put in a password, but it automatically picked up Roku TV at 1,183 channels, all free. And there's you can also watch movies and series that are, you know, weekly series, and Magnum PI is in there. And man, I like Magnum PI, but it just went crazy when it got near that internet, so I'm loving it.
On mobile, and just leaving downtown. Well, you know, I don't know how that works, but we got Roku TV, and we got Spectrum. We only paid. It was a program they had that locked in, and we kept it, and so it's only $20, so no big deal. And we got just a couple of other ones, and. But I'd say we watch the over-the-air TV 99% of the time. and yeah, I love Magnum PI. I think it's on 40-4, and you get it on there. But I never heard of being, we got internet service and Wi-Fi, but I don't know how in the world that equates to picking up all those channels you're talking about, but you'll have to educate me when you come down. Chad, but we mainly, you know, where you sit there at the kitchen table eating your peach pie. Well, we just sit there and watch TV at breakfast time, and then some at lunch, and then of an evening after go to the rain locker, we go downstairs and I'll fire up the radios and see if there's anything on, and we watch a little bit there. But as far as watching things regularly, we don't. But Gunsmoke, yes, because you realize we were from Kansas. I used to have all 200 of those on a series of Gunsmoke all 20 years of them on DVDs, and heck, when I started getting it down here, I just throwed them out.
Well, I used to wasn't too fond of, I never really watched Gunsmoke growing up. My granddad watched it, and I'd watch it with him. But on the last deployment, me and all the platoon sergeants would get together once a week. We'd all meet down in the area, in the living area, and we'd all pop a couple of bags of popcorn and get some bottled water, and we'd have a movie night. And each week, you know, five of us, so each week, you know, different person got to watch what they wanted to watch. And Wayne Fricks, he lives down in Hodges, South Carolina. He loved Gunsmoke, so he'd bring his Gunsmoke DVD. We'd all sit around on movie night when it was his turn and watch and watch Gunsmoke. Well, by the end of the deployment, we was all watching Gunsmoke. It was our, you know, we didn't swap out. We wanted to see the next episode of Gunsmoke. So that's kind of how I got hooked.
Well, you know, they're not like these new movies, really. They got all the blood and guts and everything. You don't really ever see a drop of blood, and there's always a good moral thing about it. There's a lesson to be learned, and it's not the killing, it's the absence of it. And that's what we love about it. It's these newer things, Chad, they just aren't our cup of tea, and we don't watch them. But I'm on crossing Pleasantburg Drive up here, and I'll be choppy for about 2 or 3 minutes probably. But did you polish off the rest of that peach pie?
Been gone. Just want to clarify that right off the bat. And not going to hesitate in telling you that it's been gone. I'm kind of waiting on the muscadines to get just a little bit sweeter before I go down there and pick a mess of them and bring the plates back. But, so, yeah, one other thing I was going to tell you about the whole, that slipped my mind, Tom. What was the TV show we were just talking about?
Gunsmoke.
Yeah, so, as, you know, Wayne, he brought the first introduction to Gunsmoke, said, hey, this is what I want to watch on my nights. Well, like I said, we all ended up, in the end, watching all the Gunsmoke episodes. And when we'd get in trouble, you know, we'd have rockets or mortars or whatever that came into the perimeter at night, we'd all grab our gear and we'd run to the nearest bunker. And you'd hear three bunkers up or two bunkers down. You'd hear one of the platoon sergeants, he'd holler out of the bunker, you know how Festus does when he gets in trouble with Matthew. So you'd hear one of them holler out loud, well, what we gonna do now, Matthew? And we just would laugh. I mean, we thought it was hilarious.
One of my favorites of all times is Old Brother, Where Art Thou? I love that. I think we got a problem here, you know. We're going into this short dip up here, Chad, so I might get a little choppy.
I'll talk with you through it. So one night one of the platoon sergeants jumped out of the bunker, and it's, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and he starts hollering, you know what we gonna do now, Matthew? And we all started laughing, and the commander, we never let the commander in on, you know, what NCOs do. That's NCO business. And, you know, NCOs, they did their thing, and, you know, the officers, they kind of did their thing. But he got a little bit upset last night because he didn't know, you know, what we was talking about, and none of us would tell him, you know, hey, that's our thing, that's our business. And, you know, he got a little miffed about it, but, hey, didn't matter to us. So every time we see one each other on the street or one of us calls one another, that's the first thing out of our mouth. how's Matthew? And we just laugh and laugh.
So, well, you know, Chester on there, Dennis Weaver, down at Joplin, Missouri, is where he comes from, which is about 28 miles south of where we lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And they got a street named after him at the airport out there, the Dennis Weaver Drive.
Yeah, so I like Festus better than I do Matt. But I have to say, probably my favorite character on the whole show would have to be Miss Kitty. Because, you know, she don't say a whole lot. But when she does say something, by golly, you better listen.
Still, when the War Department speaks, you better listen. Bernice is sitting beside me here. I think Festus would have to be one of my favorites, but they all were, Doc and Chester and that. Those were just good shows. It really was. We hadn't been to a picture show in years, and I went out and got my brother-in-law. He was like a brother, him and my sister-in-law, and she was just the opposite of Bernice. She was a nutcase, man, I'm telling you, wild in a March hare, but we loved her. But she was just a different personality, and took her to Old Brother, Where Art Thou? And that afternoon matinee, like I said, we hadn't been to this show in years. I'm telling you, I thought they was going to throw us out of the theater when we got to laughing so hard. It was just terrific. And or was that Police Academy 1? Which one was it we went to the first time, Bernice? That first Police Academy was a good one, too. But Old Brother, Where Art Thou? Was, I'm sure that's the one we went to, and I was laughing so hard, I was crying.
Favorite part of that was what's his name? I can't remember. I always called him Dingus. When Dingus got mixed up with them three witches down there at the creek, whoo! I still get tickled thinking about it.
Frog, I'm telling you, that he's one of the ugliest guys on earth, and boy, he played the part well, and I think he was a graduate of Juilliard, the famous college out there, university out in New York. And remember that other old boy played in a lot of westerns, and he was real goggle-eyed looking? I think he also graduated out there. So they might act goofy, but they was pretty smart individuals.
Tom, you ever do any YouTubing?
I do, yeah, on the computer. You know, especially when you're trying to learn how to operate something that us dummies don't know how to operate. But I don't subscribe to that channel because we got Netflix and the kids got Hulu and then we got that Charter Spectrum account. And it's just, you know, way more than what we ever need.
Got YouTube TV, you have to subscribe and pay for that, but just, you know, regular internet, YouTube, it's free, you don't have to pay for anything, but when you, Miss Bernice, I want you to remember this now, when you get home, I want y'all to make a point, when you get time, to look it up. There's a acapella group called Home Free, and I think a couple of them are out from the Midwest. And they do a song on YouTube from Man of Constant Sorrow. And I forget the name of the song that they're singing. Man of Constant Sorrow. And when y'all get an opportunity, I want you to listen to that song. It is all a cappella. Every sound that you hear, it's a cappella. They don't have the first musical instrument, but they have two beatboxers in the group. that can make sounds like drums and snares and this, that, and the other. And they also sing How Holy Thou Art, and I know Miss Bernice would just absolutely love just to listen to that. It's just wonderful to hear. Never heard an a cappella group quite like that before. But it's called Home Free, Man of Constant Sorrow. And just watch about a 3-4 minute video. You'll love it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs on there. And then I love those little girls on there and telling him that, well, you're not bona fide.
Anybody wears DAP hair cream, they got to be bona fide.
He didn't want DAP or Dan, he wanted something else, wasn't it? That was a good show. You got to admit, that was really enjoyable. And the first police academy that they ever made was a real good one, too. I don't know who I took to that. I took my dad to it. You know, I had no idea because Bernice, she'd never been to an R-rated movie and wouldn't go. And so my friend, who's a real great Christian, Henry, he said, Tom, he said, it's not that bad. There's, you know, a little bit of stuff in it, but he said, it's not like those. And so, anyways, that's why we went to Old Brother, Where Art Thou? By the way, Henry called me the other night from Kansas. And then Dad and I went to that first police academy. And I liked it, cracked up when I went to that. Every time they make a remake of something, though, it's never as good as the first one. You ever notice that?
Yeah, never do good, get it quite right, I guess. But, yeah. So what's, I'm just curious, not as far as over the years, what's your favorite movie other than, you know, Brother, there, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Cool Hand Luke.
Are you kidding me? That's exactly my favorite movie, man. Because I tell the kids all the time, I used to tell them growing up, shaking the tree, boss, shaking the tree.
I got Bernice laughing on that one. Yeah, I like that attitude. That's kind of the attitude you had to have in survival camp, wasn't it, Jen?
Yeah. He was going to be him, and it didn't matter if it cost him his life. He was going to, you know, he was going to object to the system somehow, and I guess that's, I hate to say it, but that's a little bit of me in that, I guess. I guess that's why I like the movie so much. But I knew when the movie starts off and he's a little bit tipsy and he's cutting the heads off of parking meters, I just thought, oh boy, first time I watched it was with Granddaddy back in the 80s. And we'd watch it about every Sunday before he died. And I just love the movie. That's my favorite.
I'm sorry to say this, but there was a little bit of me in that when he was cutting off the parking meter heads. Now, I never did anything like that, and I've never been in jail in my life, but that kind of attitude, I guess. I remember when we were kids, and what was his name? Lloyd? Floyd? Floyd, I think was his name. And he was a neighbor, and down the street he set up a radar trap. And my mom and dad owned a little mom and pop grocery store. So I went back real quick and cut up a big cardboard box and put it up in Frankie Smith's yard next to our grocery store. There's, it was a danger radar trap ahead. So that kind of reminded me of me.
I never did get in any trouble with the law other than speeding ticket. Things like that, you know. Well, nothing other than a speeding ticket actually involved in a couple of accidents. But I just always got involved in mischief Boy, Daddy used to get me, boy, he'd tear me up. I'd get in some kind of mischief or cause some kind of chaos around here all the time, just experimenting with things. And one year I made a big batch of homemade wine. I went up to the store and put 13 pounds of sugar on the tab up at Bloomer Williams' store. And I bought a twist of Black Mariah chewing tobacco. And come on back to the house with that chewing tobacco and this 13 bags of sugar on that bicycle. And made me a big old batch of wine out here in the woods. And I got scared because I thought Daddy was going to catch me. So I bottled it all up in the mason jars way too soon and put them on the counter in the garage. And kind of scattered the quart jars all on the workbench behind the paint cans and paint bottles and this, that, and the other, so Daddy wouldn't notice it. And he went out there beating on the table one day with something, I don't know what he was doing, was just vibrating the table. And one of them glass jars full of that fermented wine, it then got pressure in it. It blew up, Tom. It blew the old Muscadine wine all over the place, through the shop, and just, and it got my tail tore up. And then got my tail tore up again when he went up there to pay the tab and had to pay 13 pounds of sugar.
Over like a pregnant high jumper. shoot. Yeah, we used to have people on welfare come in the store, and they knew they could get credit because my dad was a softy. And when the sugar go on sale for like 5 pounds for, I think it was 59 cents, they were buying loads of sugar. And finally, Dad cornered one of them, asked them why, and they were taking that sugar down and trading it for wine down at on 4th Street at the liquor store. And then they'd beat Dad out of the grocery bill. Boy, I think I've seen it all, Chad. But yeah, we made some dandelion wine one time, and we're not drinkers. But my buddy was Italian, and he said it was good. I guess it is. I don't know. We made it, and it worked, didn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
But I'm no drinker. I'm a cheap drunk, so I just don't. I haven't drank in 40, 50, 60 years. I just when I was first in the service and didn't know any better, Chad.
I never was bad. Like I said, I never got in too much trouble. I was always hunting or fishing or this, that, and other. I got pretty bad trouble one night. Dad bought a coon dog from Kansas. They flew it. It was a blue tick, a Vaughn, I believe it was a Vaughn breed blue tick. Flew it in from Greenville, Spartanburg. Flew it into Greenville, Spartanburg. And I don't know what he paid for the dog. We used to do a lot of hog hunting and things like that. And the dog was not interested in hogs whatsoever. So Daddy gave him to me, and I like coon hunt, so I turned him into a coon dog. And I snuck out of the house one night about 12 o'clock. Me and him struck out, hit the river down here. Ended up in upper end of Lyman Lake with him. And I didn't get home about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Tried to sneak back in the window, and that was not a good night.
You sound a lot like me, Chad. Shoot. Yeah, I've hunted with blue ticks, and my neighbor, I'll tell you a sad story about that one time. I didn't like to coon hunt mainly because of spider webs in the fall. And those big old garden spiders, I guess you call them, the ones with the long black legs and kind of greenish looking. Oh, God, I get scared of them things. And we would hunt them up there on old Cow Creek. And those guys pay a lot of money for those suckers. They'd probably pay a lot of money to come down my backyard. I got a picture of them on the computer, Chad, and there's seven of them at once down there. I throw a little feed down there now and then, and there were seven of them, one of them in that one family, and another family of five coyotes, and then, of course, the possums. And we got one bobcat, as far as I know, he's still there, and several foxes, but I always like to see them on the game camera. I just keep the game camera down there for fun. but coon wasn't my forte. I like quail hunting. Chad, I got to let you go. We're getting near home, and it hasn't started to rain yet, and I hope it does, because I put out my Thuntrum. We had some army worms, and this guy's trying to run up my tailpipe, so I woke him up just now, and oh, he didn't like that. I don't care. He was tailgating. But when this rain hits, I put out liquid, and then I put out the, you know, it looks like sand. So that I'll finish taking care of those suckers. They'll eat a lawn up in no time. Anyways, been a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. You take care, and there's no hurry on that plate. Bernice's got seven or eight of them. We'll talk to you later, Chad. KO4NUE in 0TR73.
This is Bernice, and yeah, just give me a little more time, make sure these things are sweet enough. I'll definitely be there and drop it off. So, all right, we'll talk to y'all later. Y'all be safe. 73's to y'all. KO4NUE, I'm clear.